Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Many Peace Corps volunteers deal with important issues about water in their personal lives. Water for drinking, cooking, sanitation, and in their community projects. The following accounts is read by Bonnie Robinson, who was a volunteer in Ukraine from 2002 to 2005.
By Anne Hong, Burkina Faso. Most people in Basan get their water from a well or a pump. There is also a solar energy-powered pump that brings water to three different sources. My own source of water varies. Usually, I get my water from a solar energy-powered pump source. Because it is often difficult to find someone with a key to the solar panel pump, I often manually pump my water during the cultivating season, June to September. For most women, getting water usually means making several trips every morning and evening to a well or pump. The quality of water coming from the wells isn't very good. The water from the pump is better, but it can still cause disease when untreated. The solar-powered pump gives the best quality water. By Kathleen Raig, Cameroon. There has been no water since yesterday, and the electricity has been out for over 4 days. It's not that we're out of water, exactly. The Kadai River flows constantly past my town. In fact, I think I can hear it taunting me now. But at 7 kilometers, it's a healthy trek for 15 liters of questionable water. That's probably all I could carry on my head for that distance, if it didn't all splash out. My water is always questionable, though. It always comes straight from the Kadai, directly and unfiltered. An electric pump stores some of that water in a tower. But when the power is out, the water lasts for 2 days. So, on day 2 of the outage, I fill all the buckets I own, approximately 120 liters, and hope it will last as long as the outage. The Kadai's water is deceptively clear, masking amoebas and other parasites to which other volunteers have fallen prey. But not me. I boil and filter at least 95% of my daily water intake. But for bathing and washing clothes, water straight from the Kadai is just fine. By Sarah McElroy, Côte d'Ivoire. There is plenty of water during the rainy season, from May through October. During the dry season, October to April, water can be scarce. When it is very dry, women will walk to a nearby village in the hope of getting water from their pumps. During the rainy season, I get my water from the rain that lands on my roof. I put out buckets to catch the rain. I also get water from an uncovered well in my courtyard. The water from the well can be dirty and sandy. It is especially dirty and sandy during the dry season, when there is little water in the well. In the dry season, the well slowly dries up. Sometimes, during the rainy season, the well water will have little worm-like tadpoles swimming in it. Generally, the water's pretty clear when you draw water. During the dry season, I get my water from a broken water pump in the village, which is now used like an open well. The well is about 22 meters deep. I use a plastic bag and 24 meters of rope to draw water, and 4 medium-sized buckets to carry it back home. I carry one bucket on my head, like the other women in my village. It takes me about 2 hours to fill and transport 8 buckets of water to my house. By David Framo, Kenya. The people of Kericho District in Kenya's Rift Valley province enjoy an annual rainfall of 1,000 to 2,000 millimeters, the equivalent of 3.25 to 6.5 feet. In fact, rain falls every day in Kericho, usually during the afternoon. The hilly topography of the district results in continual flow of many small and medium-sized rivers. Kericho town draws its waters from one of these local rivers. The water intake is located in the Mau Forest, one of the few remaining natural forests in Kenya. From the intake, pumps drive water to a modern treatment facility. Kericho is one of the only towns of its size in Kenya to employ such a treatment works. My house, located near Kericho Town, is supplied with piped water from the treatment system. The water flows clear and cold and tastes pure. Despite the good water quality at my home, I boil water for drinking to ensure that all pathogens are deactivated. Kericho District has abundant water resources. The government ministries of health and water supervise development of water resources. Community water supplies throughout the district incorporate rivers, wells, springs, and rooftop rainwater collection to ensure enough clean water is available to community members. At times, the volume of water in Kericho District causes problems. El Niño rains during 1997 contributed to the degradation of many roads within Kericho. Standing water creates explosions in the numbers of mosquitoes and subsequently in the number of malaria cases. The people of Kericho District will continue to be challenged in future years to develop their water resources in a positive manner.
Thanks for listening. For more stories and lessons about water, visit the Worldwide Schools website at www.peacecorps.gov/ws/water/Africa.